98.1 KZE. Delighted to welcome into the studio, for the first time since I've been here at least, the wonderful Kate Squire. You can see her this Thursday at The Colony.
Thank you so much, MK. We're going to play a song for you called I Want It Now. It's about me being really impatient. Pretty self-explanatory. I can barely take it. I wanna go faster than I can. And I want it now. I want it right now. I want exactly what I demand. And the gods just laugh in my face. Reality hits me hard, shakes me up, breaks me down, puts me right back in my place. Puts me right back in my place. I need liquid oblivion to numb this pain I've been living, this mediocrity. I wanna be all I desire to be. And I want it now, said I want it right now. But who am I serving? I got to work hard, give it my heart, even the worst part, to be deserving. If I don't know how, I manifest, I do a test, I want it now. I thought about it, then I said it out loud. Now it's due, I made it true, I want it now. Come on, Scott. I got a fire beneath my feet, voices screaming at me, hurry up and chase down your destiny. And they're saying now, girl, you better get it right now, or you'll miss the bus that's going where you're supposed to be. Oh, but this pressure is wearing me down. Desire and yearning, ambition is burning, got me turning inside out. I don't know how. I manifest, I do a test, I want it now. I thought about it, then I said it out loud. Now it's due, I made it true, I want it now. Better slow down to the speed of life. It's hard to do, but good things take time. I'm late to flower, but I'm open wide. Coming into bloom, reaching for the sky. I'm gonna get it even if I don't know how. I do a test, I want it now. I thought about it, then I said it out loud. Now it's due, I made it true, I want it. Now it's due, I made it true, I want it now. Scott.
Thank you.
Nice.
Beautiful. 98.1 KZE. We've got Kate Squire and Scott. What did you say your last name was?
Scott Healy.
Nice to meet you guys. Well, Kate, nice to see you again.
And nice to see you too.
You can see Kate playing this Thursday at The Colony in Woodstock and then Lemon Squeeze in April. But, you know, The Colony one's more immediate, so we'll focus on that.
Yeah.
That sounded great. That was an original?
Yeah, that's an original tune. I want it now. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Is that a theme in your life?
Yeah, it's what you'd call a character flaw.
I don't know if it's necessarily a flaw if you embrace it and use it, you know.
yeah, sometimes it can be used for good, but a lot of times it does get in my way wanting things now. So.
Sure. But I don't know. Like, there's the opposite is also not great, where you know procrastinate, put things off, try to wait for the perfect moment. You know, sometimes you just got to go for it.
Thank you for encouraging me.
Yeah. So I remember you from your old band, the Two Lazy Boys, that was, you know, X amount of years ago. I don't know. How long have you been playing in the area?
Well, I moved up here in 2016, and in 2017, I would say, I went on Craigslist and started looking for collaborators.
That's where I met my first band.
Yeah, that's how it all started. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
people still find bands on Craigslist, do you think?
I don't think it's a great idea.
A little shadier on Craigslist than it used to be.
If you're like, you know, at the point where you're like doing open mics, then maybe that's a good place to start to find a collaborator. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was the only place I knew to look. But yeah. But I'm really looking forward to Thursday. It's not just about us. It's really about Judy Whitfield, who started this singer and songwriter music series. Apparently she passed in 2025, but she seems like she was pretty great. She taught classes on songwriting to adults and kids. And I guess there was a Woodstock Times back in the day, and they awarded her for the best ongoing music series and stuff like that. So,
oh wow,
yeah. So this is in honor of Judy Whitfield.
Oh, that's
and like,
so awesome.
Yeah, there's an opening band on Thursday called Schoolgirl Crush, but this is like it's going to be a series. So there's going to be like three or four more of these, I think, with other different people playing it. So
awesome.
Yeah. It should be cool. An opportunity to see a lot of cool, like, women songwriters.
So it's a women songwriter focused series.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's also, it's Women's History Month right now.
Oh, wow.
It's a good time to start that.
It is. Yeah, yeah. I should know that.
I only know it because I'm on the radio. It's my job to know these things.
Right.
So you moved here in 2016. Where were you before that? And were you always playing music?
No. I was in New York City for like almost 20 years before that. And for a good portion of that, I was trying to act.
Okay.
I was acting. And but I don't know. I just ended up not being my path. And I've always been singing, just like,
well, you got this amazing voice. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah, not out in front of people.
Really?
Yeah, no, back in the day I would like go somewhere where they were having karaoke, get drunk to find my courage, and then get up and sing.
And probably a great feeling, because if you were like a little bit shy about singing, but then
super
like
shy.
You know, you got these killer pipes, and
thank
you know
you.
Like I've also had the experience of being the star at karaoke, and it does feel good.
Star at karaoke.
Where you got all these other drunk people being like, whoa, you're actually good, and you're like, oh my god, no, I'm not, stop.
Right. Oh shucks.
But it's addicting, and now you've got a band.
Yeah so
yeah. And did you always do original music, or did you start out doing some other covers? Did you start writing songs kind of after you started performing?
You know, thanks. Before I was writing songs, I was writing a lot of poetry, actually, just for myself, like just to get my thoughts out. And I loved reading it. And so I started writing poetry. And then I figured out how to turn poetry into lyrics. But, you know, I call myself a singer and sometimes songwriter, because songs don't come to me super easily. I think, you know, it's like the muse comes and goes, and some people have that discipline to sit down and write every day.
Yeah.
And I've tried to do that, but I don't always have the follow-up. So I feel incredibly grateful and lucky when a song bestows itself upon me.
I relate hard to that entire speech. Yeah, that was always me as a songwriter too. It was like pulling teeth sometimes, trying to like sit down and write something.
Yeah,
but you know, it's fun to cover stuff too.
I do. Yeah, no, I do love to cover stuff because there's so many songs where you're like, man, I wish I wrote that song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, A, because it's so fun to sing, and B, because it says exactly what I want to say. But I think it's important to write as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that one had a real kind of like a jazzy, bluesy Tedeschi Trucks kind of feel to it.
Ooh.
Are there any like artists or bands that you would consider like an influence, or you kind of just take it song by song?
No, there are definitely influences. I mean, early on, it was like a lot of blues ladies, blues and soul, like Aretha Franklin and Nina Simone and Coco Taylor and I'm so many. I mean, I have, you know, influences that are nothing like that, like Cassandra Wilson or Joni Mitchell, sure. You know what I mean? But yeah, as far as writing, like if you asked like, well, what genre are you? Like, I have no idea because, you know, I have my influences and then I have whatever comes through the filter of me. Mm. And so I don't really know what to call it, you know?
Are you a Gemini?
No, not at all. I'm a Capricorn.
All right. Interesting. I don't know a ton, but I'm just relating a lot and I'm a Gemini. I'm like,
oh, so cool. Let's hang out sometime.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Let's have coffee and talk about our difficulties.
Yeah, talk about not being able to focus. Yeah, yeah. It might not be astrology. That might be ADHD.
right.
Kate Squire is my guest in the studio. She's playing this Thursday at the Colony as part of the Judy Whitfield singer-songwriter. Do you know what the official name of it is? Judy Whitfield's. It's a cool new feature. Thursdays at the Colony, and we're excited to have it happening.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm honored to have been asked to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So.
And is this the first one?
Yeah, this is the first one.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Schoolgirl Crush, the opener is at 7:15 and then we go on at 8:10. So
awesome.
Yeah.
And then you'll be at the Lemon Squeeze in April 17th. Have you played there before?
That's right. I never have. I've gotten up and sung with other folks. But I haven't been the main artist, so I'm excited to do that.
Yeah,
too.
It's a really fun spot.
Yeah, they've been changing it into more of a real music venue lately, so should be good.
And Thursday, is it the full band?
Yeah, going to be a full band.
Nice. Who's in the full band?
So it's generally this man here, Scott Healy. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on a very exciting blues cruise on that day. So we will have Manuel Quintana on drums, Carlos Valdez on percussion, Kyle Esposito on bass. We'll have Chogi Karma on guitar, and oh my God, suddenly I'm blanking on.
You said the name outside.
I did. How embarrassing!
Well, whoever they are, I'm sure we love them.
Yes,
that's an all-star lineup, though. That's an amazing list of
killer
people.
Band. Yeah, I'm super grateful to have these guys with me. Yeah.
Do you guys have time for one more song?
Yes, we'd love to.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. This one's called Where the Light Gets In.
Get in.
98.1 KZE. Kate Squire and Scott Healy in the studio. Catch them with the full band. Well, catch Kate and another, also, I'm sure, equally talented keyboard player this Thursday.
Jeremy Baum.
Jeremy. Oh, yeah. Oh, love that guy. At the Colony Woodstock, and then Lemon Squeeze April 17th, and then you're at Pearl Moon for Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Busy schedule.
Yeah. Thanks
where,
so much.
Where can we go to follow your shows and buy your music?
Well, you can check me out on Facebook. I do have, I'm going to say, I have a really weird last, like my last name is spelled really strange.
Well, it's spelled phonetically.
No, it is. It's phonetically. But nobody can ever find it because they're thinking S-Q-U.
Yeah.
But you can find me, Kate, S-K-W-I-R-E, on Facebook and Instagram. And then I have a katesquiremusic.com is my website. So.
Right. Awesome. Are you on Bandcamp? Can we buy your songs on there?
Ooh. I'm not, but I'm going to get on there.
Cool, cool, cool. Can we buy your songs at your shows? I'm sorry. I like to try to help people buy
music. I really appreciate that. You know, I didn't press CDs because like nobody ever has CDs anymore. So you can stream it, you know, on all the streaming stations.
Get yourself on Bandcamp. Get people the opportunity to give you money for your music.
I love that idea. I would love some money.
Yeah. That's Kate Squire on 98.1 KZE. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for having us.
You got your community bulletin board right now, and Foxborough Hot Tubs up next on KZE.